friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Tonight on The Spirit Calls, we conclude our discussion on the Word of God, Logos. You know, the Word of God is the only thing that you and I have to stand on to live our lives by in this day as we get close to the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to conclude that discussion tonight. But before we do, we have an interview for you. As The Spirit Calls team has been on the move, visiting churches, doing outreach, and trying to make an impact in the community around us for the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to bring you the interview with the pastor of Seacoast Bible Church in Wells, Maine, as well as our conclusion on the Word of God, here on this edition of The Spirit Calls.
Well, good evening, friends. This is Mike here with The Spirit Calls, and my wife Lori and I are here at Seacoast Bible Church in Wells, Maine with Pastor Daryl Marsh, and we just wanted to take a few moments with him to kind of share about the church, his vision, and what they're all about. So, Pastor Daryl, tell us about your church a little bit, where it's located, and how they can find you.
We are located in Wells, Maine. We're Seacoast Bible Church. We are a Spirit-filled church, and you can find us right here. The building is called Trailblazers, but we're at 102 Bills Lane in Wells, Maine.
Amen. Yes, don't let the Trailblazers name up in the front throw you. My wife almost turned around because we thought we had found the wrong place. So it is the right building, 102 Bills Lane. And what would you say is the vision of your church, and what differentiates it from other churches in the area?
Well, I wouldn't say, I haven't interviewed all the other churches, but what might differentiate us is we have come to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. with all of the people in Southern York County. We're starting in Wells, but we're working towards every soul in 12 different cities to bring the gospel. The Bible says that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And as you have probably recognized and other churches recognize, there are a lot of unsaved here that need to hear this gospel message. I believe in the power of that gospel to transform lives.
Amen. Yes, and I'm glad you touched on salvation and evangelism, because in the Christian walk today, that is the most important thing that we do as Christians. You know, we can get sidetracked on a lot of different things, but seeing souls come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ is the most important thing that we do. What would you say are some of the things that you've experienced in this church, maybe some of the miracles? I know you guys are big believers in miracles and healings. I wrote a book about that, Pressing In, and, you know, talking about how the people that Jesus healed were people that were determined. They pressed in. They would not take no for an answer, and they got his attention, and they got healed. And so maybe you can share on some of the things that have happened here.
We have definitely seen healing here. Just a couple weeks back, even on our Wednesday night service, we were doing a series on healing, and this was the night we were talking about physical healing. We believe in physical, emotional, spiritual healing, and even mental healing. All these issues that people deal with, we believe in the power of healing. By His stripes, we are healed. We have a promise already. And so we had a baby just a few months old that she was here, and she was sick. You could hear her coughing, and she was congested. That night we laid hands on her right here in the middle of our Bible study, and that night God healed her, and she all of a sudden had all this energy. She was all cleared up, happy as could be, as if she wasn't sick at all. And that was just one of the most recent ones. But we have seen people healed of sickness, of disease, of cancer. We've seen them healed of emotional healings, and we've seen them delivered. Spiritual deliverance is something else that we believe happens, and we've watched that happen here also.
Amen. And that's exciting, and God is moving. You know, we've prayed for revival for many years, and you know, being here in Wells brings me back. Those of you that will listen to the Spirit Calls for any length of time, you may remember that I started out with Charlene in Wells, going to Mount Zion Chapel, and we started the show there. And now I'm at the Little House of Hope and Prayer, and my wife Lori is on the team. And but it's always nice to get back here to Wells. We're going to be playing Sunday night back at Mount Zion with The Greatest Gift, and so it's nice to be here at this little church. And I sense in the spirit that this is going to be a place of revival, because you do look on the things of others. How can somebody get a hold of you if they'd like to find out more about the church and the ministry here?
Well, you can go to the website, seacoastbiblechurch.com. You can also check out our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/seacoastbc, and find more information there. There's some on our website. There's a page where you can connect with us. You can fill out prayer requests. You can ask for a visit. You can ask for a Bible study, a hospital visit, a home visit, or just ask directions or for prayer. And then you can call my number, 207-619-2291. And if I don't answer immediately, just leave a voicemail. I'll get back with you. And I would love to talk with you.
Amen. Just tonight on the way here, when I thought we had gotten to the wrong place, I told my phone Siri to call Seacoast Bible Church, and I called right to his phone, and so so glad. Well, it's been great to be with you, Pastor, and you've got a good church here, and I believe God is going to do some mighty things. Thank you so much.
Amen, and thank you so much. We really appreciate you paying a visit tonight, and not just sitting and being a bystanding spectator, but getting involved and sharing some thoughts and praying with us. So we appreciate that, and God bless you and your ministry.
God bless you.
Is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my feet.
our side, and I will love you to the
Logos, the Word of God, a love letter and instruction manual given to us all. For in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word is God, our wonderful Lord. For the Holy Bible, God's perfect and true Word, His love story given to the whole wide world. God's Word is a lamp unto my feet every day, and a light unto God's solid pathway. Hallelujah. It brings life and joy, strength and healing, and hope to every single person that believes. It can even lead someone to salvation and can cause miracles, deliverance, and restoration. It calms you right down and gives you peace, and fires you right up, and encourages you and me. It opens your eyes so you can see clearly, and opens your heart and ears, and gives you insight and clarity. It gives you discernment about circumstances and things, and gives you insight about what you need read. It is the source to God's knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, and has the answers to all life's questions and problems. For it teaches us, convicts us, and corrects us, and changes us every day, and keeps us close to God and increases our faith. It gives daily guidance and instructions and every promises to His children and all the help we need, and leads us through our calling right on to our destiny. Read it, believe it, meditate on it daily, and we'll all be changed from glory to glory. Logos, the Word of God, a love letter and instruction manual given to us all.
Follow me, all is weary, hear my voice, follow me, I give my life at Calvary, shed my blood so you'd be free. Remember me, the one you read about. Times may the thick of that come unto me, my burdens light, I'll give you rest. Follow me, follow me.
Teach you how to fly.
And now the conclusion of our discussion on the Word of God, Logos, here on The Spirit Calls.
Alright, so say there's someone listening this evening that's doesn't really know where to begin in God's Word. Where should they start if they're new to the Bible?
Book of John, the New Testament, because that's pretty easy. You know, when it says, the first verse says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And that's pretty easy. I always say you need to pray and ask God to give you understanding and wisdom when you read. You know what I mean? He'll drop it in you if you sincerely pray that. That's what I recommend. I've more or less been the Bible because I went to Northampton Congregational Church. And they gave me a Bible because I learned several scriptures when I was like 7. And so I've been in and out of the Bible. But then when I really got into the Bible, really, really got into the Bible, I read right from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
I read the whole thing. But you know what? It took me 2 years. But you know why? I wanted to get what I was reading.
Amen.
I wanted to really, really get what I was reading. So I read it slowly so I could digest it.
I agree with Charlene, but I would also say that if you're starting out with the Word, find yourself a Bible-believing church.
Amen.
Or a Bible study that you can go to. And that will really give you support and fellowship. Yes. Make sure, like I said, that it's a Bible-believing church. We'll talk about some other things that it should be as well, but that will really help you and give you support as you, you know, any course you can read on your own, too.
Amen.
It helps.
Yes, very good word. And I agree with what they've said. Definitely the book of John. And yes, getting involved in a good Bible-believing church is so important. We were not meant to lead the Christian life on our own. You know, there's no lone rangers in the kingdom of God, especially in this day and age. We need each other. We need to build one another up. We need to pray for each other. And so it's very important. I'm glad you brought that up. Do we need to read the whole Bible?
Well, like I said, it took me 2 years to read the whole Bible. God kind of leads you. He leads me to what to read every day. Is it important? I believe it's important to. But take your time, you know. Don't read it like a book. Don't read it like a novel. No, no, no. Read it and meditate on it, you know.
I always started with the New Testament, and I read through that multiple times. And I avoided the Old Testament because I thought Jesus wasn't in the Old Testament, right?
Amen.
Well, then I found out through church that Jesus was there through the whole Bible because he is one with the Father, which I failed to recognize at that point. And then my pastor said that it's important to know the history that comes before the New Testament. And, you know, I stopped being intimidated of the Old Testament. And now I am reading it, and it's making such a difference to have that foundation, that history. And I'm sure once I finish, the New Testament will be even more significant to me. So,
amen.
Yeah, and you know, the Old Testament is long, and there's a lot of great stuff in there.
I love the Old Testament. The thing is people have to know. We don't live by the Old Testament, because I know some people live by the Old Testament. We don't live by the Old Testament. We live by grace now.
Amen.
Once we're saved, everything's forgiven. Everything. God sees us through his blood, all
Amen.
Forgiven. Yes, we do need to keep our hearts right every day, yes.
Amen. And one thing that I've been finding since Lori and I have been reading the Old Testament together, that it gives me such a deeper appreciation for the fact that we're under grace, because you look at what they had to do in the Old Testament times, whenever somebody would sin, now we can confess and repent, and it's under the blood, and we move on. We ask him to help us to not do those things again, but back then there had to be the shedding of blood. They had to give an offering, a goat or a ram or something of that nature. It was a very involved process, and so it gives you an understanding of how God looks at sin, because he's a holy God, and so I'm thankful for grace, but I'm also thankful that he's showing us through the Old Testament just how much that grace cost. So I wanted to talk about this topic briefly. Does it matter what version of the Bible you read? This can be controversial, and people have differing thoughts on this. My personal thought is anyone can get saved reading any version. So someone can get brought to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ through looking at any version. But if you want to study it, you want to memorize it, we recommend that you use the King James Version, because it's written in a 4th to 6th grade education level. It's not something where if you don't use the King James, you're not serving God or something like that. But it's just if you want the one that is the best, in my opinion, that is the one that is easier to memorize. It's written in a 4th to 6th grade education. And so that's why I say if you can get a good 1611 King James Bible, that's the best one to go with. So what are some good verses that we can share about Logos, the Word of God?
Psalm 119, 105, that song we used to sing, Mike.
Man.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen, because it surely is. Woo-hoo. It is.
Amen.
It is. Read it, believe it, dig in it, live it.
Yeah. Amen.
Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
Amen. And I want to end where we started off with where the term logos is from. John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus is the Word. You get into that Word, and you get to know Jesus more and more. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. To make a wretch his treasure. As well. Ghost and Jesus Christ.